In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I hope you may have noticed, we've been reading the story of Noah and the flood over recent Sundays. And this morning, Noah leaves the ark and the story comes to an end. Well, not quite to an end, because there is a postscript in which, once he's back on dry land, Noah invents viticulture and gets horribly drunk on his own wine. But that bit is not normally read in churches. The ark floating on the waters has always been an archetypal image of rescue, of safety, of something saved from surrounding catastrophe. You can't help but think of Noah's ark when you hear of the global seed bank, all the world's critical seed resources stored in the ultimate deep freeze on Svalbard against some day of unimaginable disaster. I've been twice to the library of the Armenian monks on San Lazzaro degli Armeni in the Venetian Lagoon. It's a state-of-the-art modern capsule full of wonderful books and manuscripts containing the religious and cultural DNA of the Armenian people, rescued from the terrible flood of the Armenian genocide. And as I stood there on each occasion, I so felt that I was standing inside Noah's Ark. We've inevitably perhaps been experiencing our own homes as something of Noah's Ark in these weeks, a place of safety or of rescue, floating free above the waters of contagion. It must have been very crowded in the Ark. Not only that, there were all kinds of animals that wouldn't normally be on good terms in the natural world. Dogs and cats and mice, Tom and Jerry. In the ark, they somehow got on with one another. They must have done, or the story wouldn't work. The most brilliant and imaginative thing ever said in a commentary on the book of Genesis was said about precisely this by a poet scholar called Ephrem. He lived on the very eastern fringe of the Roman Empire in the 4th century, in towns that are now in southeast Turkey and northwest Iraq. He wrote in Syriac, and he thought that proper theology should be written in verse, not prose. In his commentary on Genesis, which does indeed take the form of a long poem, he has this to say about the animals going into the ark two by two.